With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. As state and federal transportation dollars dwindle, counties are trying to raise the money themselves. Nearly a dozen have put tax measures on the November ballot. They're asking voters to pull out their pocketbooks to help fix potholes and reduce traffic. On Thursday, we heard about Monterey County's efforts. Today, reporter Samantha Clark takes us to Santa Cruz County.
Sherry Bryan packs up her bag after a long day at the office in downtown Santa Cruz.
Okay, here we go.
Her job sometimes requires her to carry a lot between home and the office. On those days, she drives to work, but it's not her first choice.
I love biking to work. My bike commute from Live Oak is probably about 20, 25 minutes to downtown, so it's really reasonable.
She opens her car door and sets her big bag on the passenger seat.
Well, when you drive, you're most likely to be in traffic during the high commute times.
She'd like to see less gridlock on the roadway and more bike infrastructure in the county. That's why she plans to vote yes on Measure D in November. The ballot measure would increase the sales tax by a half cent for the next 30 years to support transportation projects in Santa Cruz County. George Shondero is executive director of the Regional Transportation Commission, or RTC. The agency is behind the tax measure.
If it doesn't pass, our roads will continue to deteriorate, actually at an accelerating rate over time. If you haven't done any maintenance, you're going to have to replace the road, which is very, very costly.
The tax would generate $500 million, which Dondero says the county can leverage to get state and federal grants. The money would pay for a wide array of transportation projects, from helping the bus system to fixing the region's rutted roads. Money would also build the Coastal Rail Trail Project, a 32-mile bike and pedestrian path that runs parallel to train tracks between Davenport and Watsonville. And the tax would also pay to widen Highway 1. That project adds merge lanes at some of the county's busiest sections of the highway, giving drivers a clearer path when entering and exiting the freeway.
If we complete those, the amount of time savings for an average commuter from Watsonville to Santa Cruz, say, would accumulate to about 7 work days a year. That's a lot of time that you would probably much rather spend with your family than sitting out there on the highway in congested conditions.
You can't build your way out of congestion.
Rick Longinati is with the environmental group Campaign for Sensible Transportation. He thinks widening is a bad idea.
Congestion is actually the only thing that's discouraging people from traveling long distances into Santa Cruz County. So if you improve that, then more people will decide to live here and the freeway is back where it started.
He adds that more cars on the freeway will cause more pollution. His plan is to vote no on Measure D.
If it wasn't for the highway widening, I'd absolutely support the measure because there's money in there to do a bicycle and pedestrian trail along the rail line, which I think would be really effective, not just for tourists, but for people getting to school, getting to work.
Which is why Sherry Bryan supports the tax.
I'm really excited about being able to ride my bike on the rail trail downtown and also to South County, to Watsonville. I would be interested in challenging myself to bike south that way from Live Oak. It would be a clear shot.
A previous sales tax measure to fund transportation failed in 2004. This year's Measure D needs a two-thirds vote to pass. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.